Something's not right. Why? I got network. We're having trouble connecting to Google. We'll keep trying. Oh, fuck you!
Almost live from across the USA. This is Late Night. Your hosts tonight are Joel, Barry, and Michael. Yeah, that virtual Uper guy. Tonight. Yep, those are leaves, people. Nearfest, or was it Rainfest? And more Apple announcements. All that and more on Late Night. 2, 3, 4, cure! And now, digitally gathering at the plush QRM studios in Southwest New Hampshire.
And for you guys,
here's Joel, Barry, and Michael. Welcome, everybody, to the Late Night QRM show number 157 from the Monadnock region in Southwest New Hampshire. I am Barry J.
And from the southeast corner of New Hampshire, if there is such a place, this is Joel.
And from Mercy EMS Station, this is Michael, the night medic, night shift. That's what I'm trying to say.
And it's peak week here in New Hampshire, and we got leaf peepers all over the place.
And my condolences.
Yeah, I know. You're probably about done, aren't you?
Not yet, but soon.
Yeah.
I would have thought the snow from last week may have scared a lot of them off.
It did, but there's still a lot around.
The diehard peepers.
Yeah. So they're here. They're about. And matter of fact, on the local news, they were saying, oh, this is going to be a big boom for all the attractions and stuff in New Hampshire because everybody's coming up to New Hampshire to see the colors. Go home. They're just trees, people. It's the same colors every year.
Yeah.
There's nothing to see here. It's really not that great.
We don't want you to come here and like it too much and decide to move here and bring your politics.
Right. Yes, exactly.
Let's be honest and call it like it is.
Stay home. You know why it's so beautiful here in New Hampshire?
Because you're not here.
Because we are mostly conservatives and libertarians. That's why.
Leave the woods be, but you can forest if need be.
Yeah. Anyway. So, it's here, and it's actually chilly. I had to, another thing I had to do as I was having Wi-Fi issues with one of my Wi-Fi routers, and so I was trying to get that fixed quickly, and then I came up into the office and said, damn, it's cold up here. It was like 54 degrees in the office. I realized I hadn't turned on the gas.
The
stove yet, so I had to quickly get the pilot going and turned it on, and now I have that first burn of the season smell coming out.
That's warming. That's how you know it's autumn.
To me, it smells like dust burning. I don't know. It's probably what it is. All the stuff that's kind of collected inside that thing is burning up right now, and spouting into the air, and I'm sucking it into my lungs.
To help filter it out. It's the cycle of life.
I know my nose is clogging up like crazy right now.
Yeah. But that was happening earlier, though.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I was sneezing earlier today. So, yep. So, that's it. It's fall. It's officially fall. And it is pretty. And
yeah, oh, yeah.
Yesterday, I took the iPhone 6 Plus out for a spin around the yard and snap some pictures. And I'm very impressed with the camera inside this phone. Mm-hmm. It takes some very sharp pictures. I like the new focus pixels or whatever they have in this thing. It really does a quick focus. I was impressed by the macro capability of it. There was a bumblebee on a flower, and I got close up, and then I zoomed in a little bit, and man, it took a good picture of the bumblebee on the flower, and I said, wow. My other camera or my other phone couldn't do anything like this, so mm-hmm. I'm impressed. I'm duly impressed. So,
yeah, it seemed like it took a hell of a picture. Have you named it yet?
The picture?
No, your phone.
Oh no, it's the last one was called Barry's iPhone 5.
Uh-huh.
So right now this one is got the clever name of Barry's iPhone 6 Plus.
Wow.
I'm shocked.
That naming convention is crazy, man.
It's the default naming convention. I tend to leave them that way.
Yes, yes.
It's not important that I name my phone.
Having now traveled, I thought for sure you would have maybe... The idea did cross my mind that you would have named it Cuddles. Just saying.
Listen, you sleep with what you want to sleep with. I'll sleep with what I want to sleep with.
Yeah, it's like, it's funny. You can glance across, glance across the room in the dark, and yet it's not dark. Because you realize that Darth Vader is sleeping on the bed on the other side of the room because his chest has that control panel that glows. And then you realize, and you can hear, and you see the glow of the control panel on the chest. You go, holy shit, Darth Vader's traveling with us. Oh, that's Barry with his iPhone on his chest sleeping.
I fall asleep to music. It was talk radio.
I chuckled, and that's why I said, I thought, well, I like to listen to music, too. I can't fall asleep necessarily with the buds in my ears because it would drive me crazy. But then I figured, well, when that iPhone 6 shows up, as much as you're anxiously awaiting, I'm like, it'll be a girl, and her name is Cuddles.
Now I'm going to have to name it that, but the wife might... she might find Cuddles 6 Plus.
Cuddles 6 Plus.
That's not a bad idea. Coming up with a couple good ideas today.
Oh, yeah. Our new media, what do you call it? Media social network?
Yeah, Shitter.
Shitter. Absolutely. I'm loving that idea where you shat all over someone. Hey. And realistically, I'm thinking you could run with that so far.
Yeah.
It's like what a college group of kids would come up with. Are you on Twitter? No, we use Shitter.
The whole idea is you get up there and you say nasty things about people.
You talk trash about somebody on it in 176 characters or less.
Right. Shitter, you shat.
Yes.
Did you read my shots?
Hey, exactly. Whenever you upload a picture, it's called pinching one off. So I'm just saying. We thought about this driving in the car back from the radio, from Nearfest, and it just kind of presented itself.
And it's also where you do most of the activity on the social network. You're usually sitting on the shitter.
Well, Debbie made me laugh the most when we had mentioned the idea to her, saying, hey, do you think we can go somewhere with it? She said, they already have something like that on the internet. It's called Facebook. She floored me. I'm like, oh. That's right. As much as I hear everybody complaining and screaming and jumping up and down, you're right. Someone beat us to the punch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So instead of the mute button, you've got the constipate button.
Oh, yeah. There's so many ways we can go.
Broadcast would be something else, but I'm not sure if we want to go there.
Exactly.
Man, you could say, when somebody's, just going on and on and on, that guy's got diarrhea.
Yeah. Yep. So you have the K-O-Pectate button.
Oh, man. Excuse me. Yeah. Okay, so shitter.
Right. You know, wait, I just got it. You don't block them. You pepto them.
You pepto them. Where the hell's that coming from?
Oh, it's not me.
It's not me.
I just got it off my hands.
There you go. It's one of your dingy, dingy, blingy.
Yeah, they're chatting away on Ingress.
Ingress.
Yep. Yeah. I did finally hit 1.9 million today.
Really?
So, slowly. I got a long ways to go to level 9. But I've been concentrating on helping the young youpers level up.
9.5 million?
No, 1.9 million.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a lot of points. You'd be higher than a level 9 for that. I've slowed down to trying to get level 11 because I got to get merit badges for that, and they're damn near impossible. And somebody took out my guardian. I was pissed. Of course, I thought it was I thought it was another portal that was my guardian, and then I realized, no, I was dutifully, you know, recharging that every day. Mm-hmm. And then some guy went up and took out Jeffrey Center, and my count-up for guardian days stopped, which means, that was my guardian. Whew! Come to think of it, yeah, I've had that for a very long time, so I'm waiting for the one I've been cuddling... Huddling again and guarding to catch up. I should start moving ahead again.
That should be just about ready, isn't it?
Yeah, it should be. But anyway, so yeah. So enough Ingress talk. I got to make up an Ingress warning talk so people know when to fast forward.
Ingress alert. Ingress alert. Ingress talk alert. That would sound better.
I know, but there really are plenty of Ingress players out there, even if, you know, Doug talks about it.
And yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I believe Shane does it. And just a little bit.
Yeah.
I turned Peterborough blue again on Thursday night. It was nice to see it blue. It'd been green for quite a long time because of, well, the travels, and I've been busy, and I'm usually the only one that goes up there and tries to turn it blue. And today was Peterborough's 275th anniversary, I guess, of the founding of Peterborough. And they had a parade and everything, and that's why I didn't go in on Friday to try to do anything. And I didn't put anything expensive in Peterborough because I said, yeah, the frogs are going to be all over this parade probably. And they were. It's all green again, so I have my work cut out for me in the next couple of days. I'll have to make a trip up there and do a walkabout. Just wish they'd get the new Ingress for iPhone 6 and 6 Plus out. Uh-huh. They certainly are taking their goddamn time about that.
There was an update today.
Was there?
Yeah. It auto-updated on me.
Really? I didn't look.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta check.
I
gotta check.
What is it? Nothing like dead air time.
There it is! Let's see what it says. Bug fixes! Alright! Okay, I'm doing an update live. If the bandwidth goes like crap, it's because I'm upgrading.
1.6.
We're doing this live. Yeah, and that might have the missions on it too. Because they're caught up with the Android side. Oh, it's updating right now!
Yeah, there's an update to Downcast that I recommend, too. Because Downcast was totally broken with iOS 8. Well, actually, I think they broke it. Because it was working fine, then they did an update, and then it was broken.
Really? I'm going to have to check it, look into that.
I've been using the Pocket Cast. And they came up with an update right away, and it's been doing really good.
Cool. So, hey, I'm gonna grab some more coffee. If you haven't noticed, my facial signal is here. I'm having trouble. It's been a while since I've done a night shift.
Yeah.
So, let me get some more go juice here.
I highly recommend Monster Drink.
Yeah, I heard that. I'll be right back.
Okay. All right.
They do work.
They do work. 2 days later, you're going to know. It'll remind you that they worked.
Okay.
Well, you have that monster hangover.
Yeah, I did have a monster hangover. Well, that's because I drank four of them in one day.
In one day, and you're not supposed to see two of those big cans.
All right. I'm unplugging, and I'm plugging in.
Oh, I heard it, too.
Yeah, sorry. I didn't turn down the volume because I'm all excited. I'm going to open Ingress, and let's see what happens. Here we go. 161.2.
Acquiring position.
Hey, there's an Ingress update.
Established. Oh. Downloading latest intel.
Oh, my God!
Welcome back.
Oh, look at that. It's full screen. Let me see. Oh, they work. The buttons work. Okay, here's the big test. Let me bring up comms. Does it lock up the system when I bring up comms? I don't think so. Can I switch? Oh, my God. I'm a very happy person, and it's so pretty.
It's so pretty on such a large screen. Yeah, holding your iPhone 6 today in my hand while we were doing the car cast, I really did feel like holding a small tablet, you know, rather than an iPhone. I mean, that sucker is big.
It is, and I've had it for a couple of weeks now, and I've gotten used to the size of it.
Uh-huh.
And I probably said this on the other our shortcast today, but I have to say that I still use my iPhone 4 as an alarm clock, mm-hmm. and I said, oh, I got to adjust the alarm, and so I picked my iPhone 4 up and I said, oh my God, it's like a little baby phone. How did I ever use this thing? I can't read a damn thing on it.
Yeah, well, I have mine out of its case again.
Oh, look at this. Missions! We have missions!
Why do you have it out of the case?
Well, I'm still running into a charging issue.
Okay. Do you think it's the case, or do you think it's the phone?
You know, I'm not sure at this point. The phone's not giving me any indication. Well, that's one of the reasons why I have it out of the case, because I'm charging just the phone now.
Okay.
With the Apple charging port cable thing, and I'm going to try and run it just on the Apple on the battery in the iPhone to see what I get for time and length and usage out of it, and then I'll do the experiment with just, you know, charging up the case and then seeing what I can get out of that. I'm still burning through battery with the iOS. Oh, sorry, that's another topic, but yeah. I'm still having major issues.
I'm sorry. I should have warned you, Joel. I didn't think.
Oh, how would you know?
No, as a developer, I do know. You don't. I mean, I made the jump because I'm writing code, but I never recognized.
Resume recharged.
Oh, God.
We've lost Barry.
Yes, he did. He's in his own little world.
Sorry, I had to recharge my Guardian.
We heard.
And so did the other seven listeners.
So beautiful.
Well, you know, Michael, I see you drinking that cup of coffee there, and I'm sitting here thinking to myself, boy, a cup of coffee would be good right about now. But I couldn't get up and get one fast enough, so I'll wait.
Yeah.
I'll have to stick with brandy.
This is beautiful, because the only...
Oh, I'm jealous.
The only problem with... Okay, hang on. There we go. The only problem with playing...
It's not good.
Yeah, no. No fancy production here. I just plug it in. Oh!
He's so excited, he's smacking in the
room. My microphone fell out of its holder.
He's holding it in his hand, he dropped stuff.
Hang on, I gotta put my microphone back in it. Oh, this is so professional sounding. There we go. How the hell did that happen? I may have to get some new stretchy cords. They're starting to get old. Okay, there we go.
Well, while he's doing that... Chris had one of her follow-up appointments this week, and the doctor had told her, well, you know, you could start driving now. And Chris looked at the doctor and said, well, maybe. And the doctor kind of looked at her, and Chris said, well, you know, I drive a 3/4-ton Dodge Cummins diesel with a 6-speed manual. The doctor said, no, you're not ready to drive yet.
Exactly. That's driving. That's not just turning the round thing and pressing a couple of pedals.
Yeah, she did venture out in the Jeep tonight. She took my youngest son to work, but the controls are much easier to use on that one. You don't have to, you know, you have to push down on the clutch quite so hard.
Right, right, right. And I know you had touched on this last week's show, but I mean, the wobble's still gone, right?
Oh, yes. The death wobble has left.
Excellent.
And, yeah, I thought he had repaired the old one, but he wasn't happy with it. He did put a new Moog traction bar on.
Okay.
I went under and looked at it, and was like, oh, this is all brand new.
Right. Yes. It's good for another $200,000. The eyebrow was raised for those who can't see the camera.
Yeah, well, the last one, it only lasted 150,000. But
oh, that's all. Yeah, only 150. And especially up there where, let's face it, to be in four-wheel drive for, I'm thinking, a week straight, it's not uncommon. Whereas here, we pop into four-wheel drive only for the deep storm. Maybe for the day after the storm, a couple spots here and there, and then you can pop your truck back in a two-wheel drive again.
A week straight? It's not unusual to go a month straight up here.
In four-wheel drive.
Yeah, well, you know, once you get past Christmas, you don't see pavement until spring.
Right. So you're always driving on the snow.
Yeah, generally you're in four-wheel drive the whole time.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It does. It makes a lot of sense. Yeah, so realistically, I mean, four-wheel drives get true workouts up there.
Yep.
Not like the what I call the city 4x4s, where, again, like mine, I'm just as guilty. When I lived out Barry's way and I had my F-350 diesel, it was, it was not uncommon for me to do the first 50 miles of that trip was in four-wheel drive. And then when I got closer down into Mass, then I could throw it back into two-wheel drive. The only thing is with my Ford, is a pain in the ass because you got to get out and spin the hubs.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just kept them locked. Two-wheel drive. I didn't unlock them much if there was a lot of snow on the ground.
Right.
And my 150.
Yeah, the problem with, I don't know if you guys noticed this, but like when I had my International Scout and a couple of my other vehicles that had the lockout hubs, if you didn't lock them out when you were in two-wheel drive, the extra drag on the front actually affected your steering.
Yes.
It was slickery out.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, wait a minute.
Yes?
We're missing something here.
What? And welcome to another edition of Late Night QRM's Bottom Gear. I'm one of your hosts, Joel, and we already talked about all the stuff we were going to talk about, so there.
This has been Bottom Gear.
Yeah, when we all owned trucks and we had to deal with four-wheel drive and locking hubs and snow. It was so nice.
It was so nice. Coming again. I'm of the ilk, the mindset that, quite honestly, I'm chomping at the bit to get another truck, and I want to get a four-wheel drive truck and put studded snow tires on it. Rah, 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 rah. Now that's getting places.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, just while we're in the bottom gear realm, some fun tidbits from the trip. Because I started adding up things and whatnot and costs, and our gas price for going up to Copper Harbor and back,
2,200 miles,
was $155 in gas.
Wow.
And some change, and we averaged about 47.5 miles per gallon for that trip.
Incredible.
So
$157 in gas to go 2,000, almost 200 miles.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. So. I used to spend $157 a week in the Tahoe if I filled it up.
And we stopped a lot for gas because we didn't wait until it was down near zero because, frankly, especially going there, we didn't know when we have gas stations available. So
right.
Every time we stopped for a break, He said, I'm gonna go top the tank off, you know. So we were just
no, that's a good philosophy up here. That the gas station in Copper Harbor is is shut down till December now. So I'm hauling gas for the Jeep in 5 gallon cans.
Yeah. Yep. Do you carry cans for the diesel for the truck or just
I do. We normally keep a 6 gallon can in the garage for the truck because the nearest diesel is 22 miles away.
Yeah. Right. So, and yes, you could run out of diesel or lose track of it real quick. I'm assuming you have to keep an eye on that.
Make sure
you can get down there.
One can in the bed and then one can in the garage. That's what I used to always do with mine.
Yeah.
Well, we used to do that until last spring when the snow started breaking up a little bit on the pavement.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it wasn't down to pavement yet, but you get basically moguls on the road.
Oh, yeah.
And it was bad enough, and the back bed was full of stuff we were going to bring to a transfer station.
Uh-huh.
And one of the moguls was big enough that it actually launched the diesel can up and over sideways, despite the fact that it was strapped down. And there was diesel all over the garbage in the back of the truck.
Oh, geez.
What a cleanup job that was. Oh, my gosh.
You know what I found worked really good? And I'm not telling anybody their business. This is just my trial and error because I actually experienced a similar thing where I had my yellow diesel can in the bed of my 350, and it flipped over. I had a bungee cords on it, and it still managed to tip over. It didn't jump, but it laid over on its side.
Right.
And I don't care how brand new that can is, it's going to leak diesel out of it. So I got really, I'm like, I can't run around without having a can with diesel. So I went to the Army Surplus, and I got a jerry can. And I put a jerry can in the bed of the truck up near the back of the cab, and I bolted brackets. So the jerry can slid down into the cradle, and then another bracket that went over the top and clipped, like you'd see on a Jeep, an old Willie's Jeep. I'll tell you what, that sucker never leaked.
Wow.
Your jerry cans friggin' work awesome.
Yeah, I had one in my friends called it my Mad Max Road Warrior machine. So when I lived out in Arizona, I had Dodge D50 four-wheel drive. And there's a pretty well-known four-wheel drive aftermarket manufacturer. They do custom stuff out there. Uh-huh. And I brought it in and told them I did a lot of long-distance driving down into Mexico and back, and I didn't want to buy Mexican fuel.
Mm-hmm.
So they took out the standard spare tire mount, put it in. I had a cap on this thing, so they put that in the spare tire mount inside the bed. Mm-hmm. I had a jerry can in the bed, and they put in a... what was it, a 37-gallon custom-made tank inside the frame of the D50. So I could haul about 50 gallons of fuel in that thing, and it got 30 miles to the gallon.
Right.
Complete with solenoids and dual fuel tank gauges. And,
oh, nice.
And then and the jerry can, just in case.
Just as,
I was doing regular trips back to relatives in the Midwest, and I would go from Phoenix to the Chicago area, and I would top off in Tulsa, whether I needed it or not.
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
That's cheap gas there.
Yeah.
Some of the cheapest gas prices in the nation, I think, are still in Tulsa. So, yeah, I'd leave Phoenix. I'd drive all the way through, and, of course, I'd have to make other stops for unloading coffee. But, I'd stop in Tulsa, tank off, fill up the tank. It was really cool if I ever let that thing get all the way down and then filled it back up.
Mm-hmm.
Wait till you were the only vehicle out there and pull up with this little, subcompact four-wheel drive and put 50 gallons in it.
It's like, what's he, turn the bed into a bathtub?
Yeah. They're looking for a, big puddle of fuel on the ground or something.
Ching, ching, ching. And then you can see the attendant going, this guy's got to be done. Nope, I got 30 gallons more to go.
Yeah.
And I guess I do have another note here, and that is now that the death wobble is gone,
mm-hmm.
that seems like I should have a Wizard of Oz, Ding Dong, the Death Wobble is dead, or something like that. But anyhow, I'm not afraid to put more money in this vehicle now. So, because I had been putting a lot of repairs into it, and the Death Wobble wasn't going away, which is a very discouraging thing, because yeah, right, all those repairs cost money. But my oldest son has declared he's going to go ahead. He's been on a learner's permit for 2 years now, but he's decided it's time to finally get his license, which will help us out quite a bit.
Yeah. Right, right.
But it also means he's getting the Jeep. So
nice. That's a great first vehicle, too.
It's been, I trust that vehicle, so I trust it to take care of my son. But it also means I'm going to have to look for something else.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm on the search.
I would say another Jeep.
Just as soon as I can afford one, you betcha. They go for a premium up here for obvious reasons.
You should come down here. You should come down here. They're all over the place for sale.
Seriously, then you have to drive it
down any road. There's a Jeep for sale,
or trailer it back.
Yeah, either one of those are viable alternatives, I think.
Yeah.
Oh darn! I got to go out and see Barry and Joel and the rest of the crew out there. Boy, that'd be terrible.
Oh darn! I have to come back with a nice Jeep for short money.
Yeah.
By the way, I don't know that we ever talked about this. I don't think we were talking about it today, Joel. But we were talking about it with Scott because, did we mention? Well, we should talk about Nearfest. Joel and I went to Nearfest, and there will be a shortcast coming out with on the way back. Nearfest stands for the New England Amateur Radio Hamfest, is what it is, and it's held up at Deerfield Fairgrounds, where they have the big county fair. And it's twice a year, one in May and one in October. Someday we'll get to the May one, and we always seem to miss that one, but we've made the October one for 3 years in a row. And it was, this show happens on the Friday and Saturday. And you would think Saturday would be the big day because that's when everybody has off. Well, no. Everybody takes off on Friday, and Friday's the big day. And Saturday's the day. And it was rainy today, so it was really the day. A lot of the vendors, well, Joel heard that a lot of the vendors had sold out of stuff on Friday, and so they just packed up and went home. And so, and a lot of the, because it was raining, a lot of the tailgaters they packed up and went home early also. So, wasn't that great of a ham fest run on
not today. This year, no.
No.
Plus, the rain didn't help matters.
No. But we did get to meet, Scott. Scott, and he's one of our listeners and a fellow podcaster. And we had a good time with him and chatted with him and wandered all over the place. And so it was fun. And we did our plans were to bring out the iPhone and walk around and do a couple short casts. Throughout the ham fest, but it was raining, and I don't like to bring my... Somebody is playing frickin' Ingress right now.
Not me.
Okay.
I was just checking things because there was a new update also for Ingress for us lower than iPhone 6 users.
Yeah, well, they added missions, and missions are pretty cool. They got one in there labeled Harpoon. We have to check that out. Most of them are down in the Boston area, so I'll have to look into that more.
Anyway, that might require a road trip.
Yeah, well, that's all right. That would be fun. We like doing road trips now.
Yes, we do.
So this morning we started out. I came down. I got up at about 5:15. And made my way down to Joel's place. And, of course, I took a little longer route because, my idea was to go ahead and farm Main Street, which is known as Payne Street, in Nashua because it's usually blue and it's usually level 6. Or level, level 8.
Level 8,
and to my surprise, as I was going down it, the damn frogs attacked it the night before and left it gray and very weak green, so it wasn't worth farming like usual. I was very disappointed, but I got the Joel's, and picked him up, and then we went to what's becoming now the late night QRM place to go for breakfast, IHOP.
Yeah, we do. And you know what? It's good eats.
Yeah. Yep. And so we went there, and I had a Colorado
omelet,
and with hash browns, and I got a Belgian waffle.
And
just because I love the Belgian waffles there. And Joel, what did you have? Because
I went with the what the hell was it?
It took four people to bring your order out.
Oh, shut up! It did not. It was the two samplers. So it was two eggs, three pancakes. Four
I think it was basically
slings.
Two of everything in the menu.
No, and then I got a side of hash browns.
Yep,
and a pot of coffee.
It's a couple pots of coffee. Two coffees, dude. Two pots of coffee.
Yeah, well, I mean, their pots only hold like 2.5 cups worth, and they're like proper coffee cups. They're like 6 ounces. Yeah. So you have 2.5 6-ounce cups, and I'm thinking, I don't know about you guys, but I washed down 32 ounces on the way to work.
Well, I don't want to say anything, and I don't know whether this is normal or not, but for the two of us, the bill came to like $41 or something.
Yeah. At IHOP, where nothing costs more than $9.
But it was good, and then we got in the, we loaded the clown car again and headed out to Deerfield. Yeah. In the rain, and pretty much got lost like we did last year in the same place we did last year, and had the same conversation we did last year about how to find the fairgrounds, just like we did last year.
Like we did last year. Got lost again. We go once a year.
Yeah, so, and then we got there, and we come through, and nobody was there to take our money.
Nope.
And it was like, what's going on, you know? Because, I like to properly support this function. And so I wanted to give them money. And also, your ticket to get in is also a raffle ticket for the big prizes. So I was a little upset about that, too. And so we looked around. And then I went back a little later and checked. And nobody was still there. And Scott knew somebody that worked the thing. And he talked to him. He says, hey, nobody's down there collecting money? He goes, oh yeah, we ran out of tickets, so we stopped. We just let anybody who wanted to come in.
Just walk right in. Oh, all right.
So
does significantly lessen your chances of winning the raffle.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Which is a really nice Yaesu rig.
Yeah, yeah. So, oh well. So that was it. And in the ride home, we went back to Joel's place, and I got to meet Watson.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, all the kitties. I've met the kitties before, but it's been a while since I've seen the kitties. But Watson's an adorable, very, very calm dog. Very nice dog. And he just, I sat down on the couch, and he perked his ears up, and he comes running over, and he jumps up right next to me, and he just lays down, and he kind of puts his head on my lap, and I was sitting there petting him, and he's a cool dog.
Yeah, I think he's good people.
Yeah, he fits in well with the kitties. The kitties are getting used to him.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. They're coming out now, and he shows no, like he's going to do anything with the kitties.
Nope.
So, you know, I think they'll get used to him real quick.
I'm planning on figuring they're going to beat him up.
Yeah.
We're going to gang up on him. It's three against one.
Yeah, that's true. Might be he's the one that's got to be watching out. So.
Yeah.
But, and then we were talking about, by the way, have you had the chance, Michael, to catch up on the,
I heard something go.
Yeah, that was Barty.
Oh, it's Barty.
I missed you. We got back late and had. Well, he said he wasn't going to be here this week, so I didn't even include him in the hangout. Okay, maybe he got home a little earlier. But anyway, sorry, Barty. Didn't mean to disclude you, but you said last week you probably wouldn't be here this week. So Michael, did you get a chance to catch up on all the road trips ones and the Brockway Mountain ones?
I believe so.
Okay. Did you? Jeez, I forgot to turn off iMessage on my computer. It's making noises. Did you enjoy the first Brockway one, Michael?
Yeah, I was listening to all the beeps and boops in the background.
Oh, yeah.
I believe so. Am I missing an episode that maybe I should be objecting to?
The first one, did you like it? Did you like the music? Well, let me play a little bit of it here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Okay. Yes, I heard it.
Michael, I have to say, in my defense, I didn't know.
I'm assuming this is from a movie I haven't seen, but yes, I did hear it.
I don't know. You haven't seen it? You might have.
No, I haven't seen it.
Okay. But you got it, huh?
I got it.
Okay, because I never heard a groan from you or anything like you usually do.
I found out standing in a field at the Deerfield Fairgrounds at Nearfest, he said, "Did you like the first Brockway Mountain episode?" And I said, "Yeah, I thought it was great." And the words he had said, the majesty of the mountain and how gorgeous the whole area was, and I said, "The background music, it's really nice." I said, "It was touching." And he said, and he just starts to chuckle. I'm like, "What's he chuckling?" I said, "Well, I said it was like perfect music." I said, "Quite frankly, I thought Michael would have picked it because he's usually got the more contemporary music, and our whole string of it was, lowrider, opposite end of the spectrum, or shall I say, rainbow in this case." But in any event, and it was, he's like, "Oh, you know where that music came from?" I said, "I've got no clue." "Oh, Brokeback Mountain." I know you didn't.
And he goes, "Yes, oh, I did right away."
And I went, "Well, I had no idea." I said, "Well played, sir. Well played. I had no idea."
Oh, it was fun. Neither one of you guys had said anything about it, when I posted.
No, I wasn't going to say anything about it.
I'll admit, I've seen the movie once, but I don't remember the music score in it. And thank you. And then your little line. And I will say, Michael, this is a part we talked about this at the Hamfest today, Nearfest, which was we're sitting in the family truckster, and I had my iPhone 4 sitting on the center console. You're in behind the driver's seat, not behind it. I was behind the driver's seat. You're behind the driver's wheel. We knew where we were going with this. And he said, "Man, it's just so beautiful up here." And I just have to say, I can't quit you guys. And I remember thinking to myself, what in the hell has that got to do with what we're talking about now? I have no idea what the reference is. Now I understand. And I was still laughing this afternoon.
I had to do it. I'm sorry.
I'm like, well, maybe he's so emotionally moved, he's just making up phrases or whatever comes to mind. I don't know. But it's heartfelt, so.
Well, I gotta say, when I did say that, Michael did groan in the truck.
So. I'm in the back seat, so I couldn't see your guys' facial expressions.
Michael groaned.
I couldn't, you guys. I'm like, what?
Michael went, ugh. We had fun.
Well played. Well played, indeed.
So I do have some of the return trip ones up there. I got three episodes. Unfortunately, it looks like we lost number four, which was our Detroit one.
Yeah.
It got Joel dutifully put it up into the Dropbox, but I was having network issues, and I believe when Dropbox synced up to me, it didn't sync properly. So mine was only like 57 bytes long.
Mm-hmm. And this is a very short cast.
Yeah,
hi, short. Done.
That would be more like, huh?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, when Joel upgraded his phone, it got rid of all the
Boss Jock.
Yeah, got rid of Boss Jock and all its recordings.
All the recordings, Boss Jock, everything gone.
Yeah, so So we don't have that one, but I will post 5, 6, and I'll label them 5, 6 and make people wonder, what happened to 4? What happened to 4? So we'll get the rest of them. I'll try to get the rest of them out this weekend, and I also get last week's podcast out this week.
Yeah.
And I still got 154, which was before the show, or before the trip, to get out. And then I'll have this one to get out. Oh, God, I need to take a couple days off to get this done. But I got to tell you, Joel had issues with iOS 8. And I got to tell you, iOS 8.02, I have had a couple issues, with it. My phone actually spontaneously rebooted once. And that's the first time I've ever had an iPhone spontaneously reboot on me.
Really?
So, yeah. And so I was not happy with that, and I'll be glad to see 8.1 come out, which should be this month sometime.
So will I. Mine's been rebooting on its own, I think, probably about 6 times so far.
Really?
Yeah.
I've had a couple of apps crash, too, but I blame that more on the apps, probably, than iOS 8. Because, well, yeah, the apps are... Let's put it this way. The apps are learning, even though you can use the old one, old languages and stuff. And I'm sure a lot of the apps are trying to switch over to the new Swift. Swift? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's called Swift, yeah.
Swift language. And there's a bunch of changes to the API. And So it'll just take some time to work out the bugs. You try to work out, and being a software engineer, you try to work out all the bugs you can, but there's nothing better for debugging than releasing it to the public and letting them go at it. You'll find all the bugs you possibly can. You do that in a very short period of time, too, usually. So, we'll see. But I'm so far, I gotta say, I'll admit it, and you know I'm an Apple fanboy. This is probably the worst release that I've seen since I've become a Apple fanboy. So, not to say that it's super, super bad, but it's not up on par with the way Apple usually does things.
Uh-huh.
So, I'm hearing something in the background.
Yeah, I was too.
Is somebody rubbing something?
Does it sound like this? I'm actually taking a practice exam.
Oh. No, it sounded like somebody was rubbing something. No.
It's me breathing into the mic again, which I keep saying I hate doing.
No, you were away from the mic, so it wasn't you breathing in the mic. Okay, well, it went away now.
Cool website, by the way, eham.net.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's been around forever.
Yeah, the first time I've checked it out, it's like, wow, here's all the practice exams. And I'm thinking, oh, cool.
Yep. So they're all there. And the other one to check out, I don't know whether they have practice exams there, but QRZ's another one.
Yep. That was another one. I was going to head over there. That's also where you can check for call signs.
Yep. So, yeah, so that was our day today. And I think Joel and I will probably be doing some more shortcasts.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I actually like doing the shortcasts. They're fun.
Yeah. They're just on the fly. Put them up there. And I think we're going to call them shortcasts.
Yeah? Why not?
It's a name that came up, and it was easy. I mean, we were saying, oh, it's another shortcast. So that's what we should call it, the shortcast.
Yeah. Because we said, oh, it's a short car cast, and then shortcast, and it's like, all right, that's easy.
And if it's bad, we'll call it the shitcast.
Exactly.
Although,
the Shatcast.
Somebody used to do the daily download or something.
I think it still is. I think it's still
is
going.
It still out there? Well,
there's the daily download and the morning stream, two different morning shows.
Oh, well, yeah, the morning stream is still going. That's Scott Johnson and what's his name? Sure, yeah. I see his face and Tom Merritt, right?
Yeah, and also...
somebody else.
Brian Ibbett.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Which from, I've never really listened to it. I don't know whether I want to subscribe because I think it's one of those three-hour shows.
No.
No?
Okay. No, I don't know.
I'll have to check it out because it does. It's a daily morning show, but if it goes 3 hours, I don't want a daily 3 hour show.
Right, that's a serious commitment.
But well, they do it because they they call it the morning stream because they expect you to stream it live and listen to it live like a radio show. That's why it's called what it is. But I'm sure you can download it and listen to it at another time if you like. I don't know. Maybe not. I'm not sure. So, but yep. Boy, we're running out of. We've covered almost. The other Apple news, because we're all Apple fanboys. Well, Joel may not be an Apple fanboy anymore.
I am. It's a hell of a device. It's just software is buggy.
Apple announced that there are going to be more announcements on October 16th. And everybody's betting it's going to be new iPads. Although it sounds like the iPad Pro, which is so-called named, which is a 12-inch iPad, is probably going to be delayed until next year. And so I don't know. There may be a new Apple TV. There's rumors that they're going to maybe reboot that. There may be new iMacs. Who knows? Who knows what's going on? I'd like to. The Mac Minis haven't been upgraded in a long time, so maybe they'll be upgrading the Mac Minis. And I'm sure they're going to announce when Yosemite is going to be available.
I'd like it if they come out with a patch to fix my phone.
They have a patch for that. It's called iPhone 6.
Yeah, right.
They may announce when 8.1 is coming out too, because that's going to be the one with the Apple Pay. Or is that what it's called? Apple Pay? Yeah, Apple Pay. Which, that could be cool if stores get all the NFC devices out there, because I'm looking forward to that, because frankly, you know, I'd like to put my credit cards in the phone and just be able to go boop with my thumbprint or fingerprint on the device and the unique number. It seems like a way more secure way of doing it than just using regular credit cards, because man, every day there seems to be some new story coming out that a business is, the credit cards all got hacked. You know, all the accounts got hacked. And, geez, what was it this time? Kmart got hacked. And there's a couple other ones. I can't think of
Target. Didn't Target get hacked?
Target got hacked. And that was a little bit ago. But, yeah, I mean, geez.
Home Depot, Target.
Home Depot. There's a bunch of them, you know. So we've got to do something about that. And this one, you know, unique number for every one. Although, yeah, I don't know. Hopefully that'll help. So there's that
noise again. Yes, it's like AGC kicking up somewhere.
Sounds like a fan or something.
I have the TARDIS plugged in.
No.
I don't know where it's coming from. Nothing's running here, so. And I've got a gate over here. So, that's too low to break the gate. So, I don't think you guys are going through the gate.
I don't know.
So,
hard telling, not knowing.
So, anybody else got anything else? Because, I don't know. What else happened this week? I didn't run again.
Oh, so you're doing the 25K to zero.
I'm doing the cat. Yeah,
like I'm doing the
5K to C program right now. I'm telling you, this whole getting darker earlier thing is really cramping my style. And I know Doug suggested that I use a headlight, but I don't know where you live, Doug. I don't know whether you're in the burbs or something where there might be an occasional street lamp or something, but there are no street lights here, and the roads are pretty rough, and there's no sidewalks, and yeah, I'm not real keen about going out there and running dark on my roads. And not only that, but I said the roads are rough. I mean, like, we get frost heaves every year, so the roads aren't in the best shape. Even after, they'll go one, you know, every so many years they do go and refinish the roads. But after the first winter, they're back to the way they normally are, because the frost heaves come in and just bump everything up and undo everything they did. So, there's just a lot of tripping hazards that in the dark you could hurt yourself. So, but your beautiful bride, Joel, is starting a running club down in Nashua.
Yes, she is. But the Humane Society is the beneficiary of that running club. That's on Tuesday evenings.
Now, is that area lit, or do I have?
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, it is? Okay. I've never been there before.
Good sections, whole sections of Mines Falls are very well lit. A few sections are a little on the dark side. I mean, if you want to bring a headlamp, cool, but you're going to be there, you know, with a bunch of other runners as well. Hmm. And you're going from one lit area to another.
Okay.
At no point is it, I don't think, would it be safe to say that you're ever going to run, you're not like running out in your area, which is just pitch black.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, okay, because I'm planning on doing that, because it's not too far down, and, you know, I can always farm Nashua while I get down. Of course, I don't know where it is. You guys talk about it all the time. People at work talk about this place, and I've never been there, so.
Mines Falls has two entrances that I'm fully aware of. One that is off of exit 6, mm-hmm. off of Route 3, and the other is off of exit 5. So,
okay.
You know where the New Hampshire, that brand new New Hampshire liquor store is on Coliseum Avenue?
If you say so, yeah.
So you know where Coliseum Ave is?
I know where Coliseum Ave is.
Right, and then the liquor store is on the right-hand side, Home Depot's on the left.
Okay, yes, I know where you're talking about.
Right, if you go past the liquor store.
Okay.
And past the Hannafords that's on the right.
Okay.
Keep just driving straight. It will dead end to the entrance of Mine Falls.
Oh, that'll be easy.
Yeah, a bunch of fields right there, porta potty set up, baseball diamond, softball diamond, some basketball courts, tennis courts, and a clearly paved path, which is the entrance to Mine Falls. That's one way to get into Mine Falls.
Okay.
And the second is off of exit 5. Back by the YMCA and the football stadium.
Okay.
Which I'll explain to you because it's a little bit more complicated to get to, but it's actually, I prefer that entrance. Hmm. And so she's got the running club starting up on Tuesdays. I'm pretty sure it's going to meet there at the YMCA one, to be honest with you.
She said something about the boat ramp, but...
It's back by the boat ramp area, so that's the one off exit 5.
Okay. All right, I'm gonna try to make it this week, and because I got to get start at least, you know, maybe I can at least do Tuesdays and a weekend day,
mm-hmm.
you know, and if I get a 3-day weekend, I could even get up to 3 times a week.
That's great. That's where I did my first and so far only, and sad to say, 5K.
Okay. Well, you need to get out there.
Yeah, I do, but it's been, just like yourself, between vacation and trying to gear up for vacation so you could actually be away from work for 6 days and then come back and deal with the aftermath. I don't see me ever getting out of work before late.
So we can say it's all Michael's fault.
No, sure. this is my work's fault.
I'm just giving Michael a hard time. So.
There's nothing as nice as getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning and not getting back home again until 9 o'clock at night.
I'm telling you, this time of year right now, I'm hating it because it's like, even with them delaying daylight savings into November, just means that it gets dark or stays darker longer in the morning. Mm-hmm. And you get up at 5:30, and it's like, you know, the sun's barely up when I'm leaving for work. And, you know, I'm getting dressed in the dark. I'm getting up in the dark. And then, of course, now I'm coming out and it's getting dark as I go home. at night. It's it's the depressing part of the year. So, yeah, what can you do? So, anyway, okay. We probably should call this one.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't have a lot to contribute. It's still been a long week here. So.
Yeah, and I'm just glad that, you know, everything's looking, there's a light at the end of the tunnel for you guys there. So, and your life's getting back to normal, so that's good. And, you know, so you only fall asleep in the show at least just once instead of twice.
Really, why throw salt on an open wound?
Yeah, we joke about that, but we shouldn't joke about that. I mean, Michael's been through a rough patch now, and you can't blame the guy for doing everything he's trying to do and dealing with all the issues he does. It's nice to see that he's getting back to a normal schedule now. And, you know.
It's just unfortunate to run out of daylight sooner.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. So, okay. Well, the musical guest this week is, insert name of band here. I'm sure I'll find something to play here. Or convince some band to entertain us. We'll keep with the the pretend image here of a late night talk show. And as always, we want to say hello to all our military members out there, both CONUS and OCONUS, and thank you for what you're doing, especially you OCONUS guys, because you're out there on the front line. And yeah, you guys that just got shipped out to Liberia and stuff, please stay safe. Be careful while you're there. And, and we hope you get home to your families and friends real soon. So, with that, from the Monadnock region in southwest New Hampshire, where it's very colorful this time of year, I am Barry J.
And from the southeast corner of New Hampshire, where, well, it's the city, so it's always colorful. This is Joel.
And it's Saturday night, and there is no such thing as a good phone call after midnight. I'm Michael at the Mercy EMS station.
All right, everybody. That's show number 157. Show number 158 next week. Until then, here's insert name of band here.
Tonight's musical guest is Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kickers with Monster Mash.
My eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east, the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guest included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. seemed she was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash good!
Easy, God, you impetuous young boy!
Mash good!
Monster Mash good!
Samson, speak! Good boy!